Hello. Let me just check that this is working, actually. Yep, the audio should be good to go. What's up, people? I think this whole thing I'm going to post on the podcast feed. But I'm also thinking to use the audio from these individual snippets for some slobcores here to come, partially because I've been struggling to find my own words with slobcores, and I've been a little more hesitant to record them lately, feeling just a little more quiet, which is fine. But anyway, this, I was doing some archiving work and just got a new tripod and light setup that I think really works well for, like, basically scanning documents and saving stuff and all this stuff. I just organized my filing cabinet, so I figured it'd be a good time to take like a inventory basically of what I have and to have digital files. Anyway, that's all to say I got order of service, the pamphlet that came at my Best of Mama's memorial service. I don't remember if this was the Portland one or the Michigan one, but obviously was just really struck. Like, I've seen this before, but especially in this time of grieving Riley, like, it's nice to see the same way that, like, my family absolutely did such a bang up stellar job of grieving Best Mama too. And so just looking at this is interesting after Riley's death, and just like feeling like we really have honored and continue to honor Riley in really special ways. And just makes me love my family even more. But it's kind of also just hitting me because I'm on my usual nightly, like, anxiety spike, grief spike, which is fine. But I just feel a little more, I don't know, a little more uncertain and a little weirder. But it's also usually the time where I find, like, the artistic creative spark really hits, because I think it's where my mind and my heart is, like, hitting the point of pain. But from there, I've had some really interesting, cool creations, which is also good, and I appreciate. And I think how art kind of works. But anyway, so this is the booklet that was from Best of Mama's thing. And we did this whole section of, I'll just read it here, but just different sayings and things that were in Best of Mama's office. And I think about Best of Mama a lot because she was an amazing woman, and, like, she affected so many people, and definitely was, like, me and Riley and the whole family, like, she's like someone that we look up to in a way and try and model, because she was just such a loving and intentional person. And, like, it's wild, like, whatever wokeism is now and the ways people talk about it, like, she really was, like, she was doing stuff back in, like, the 80s and 90s that would be, like, called out a super duper woke or whatever, which is interesting. But anyway, she was an amazing woman, and I think that I'm just going to read some of these things that were included in the brochure to have a little slobcore snippets and this little podcast drop. Because I think hearing Best Mama's words and thoughts is really helpful for me, and especially makes me think of Riley right now. So this is from the booklet. Marge's spirit was and is loving and giving. She knew joy and wanted others to experience it. She also worked hard on her spiritual life. The process is the product. This section of this booklet includes inspirational thoughts that we found in Mama's environments, the walls of her office and bedroom, and in and on her computer. We think she wrote some things herself, but we don't know. We have credited what we can. Our hope is to give you a little bit of what inspired her. May you live life to the fullest. All right, so here's the first thing. My mission is to be totally present, to affirm and reflect the value of all life, to nurture and love unconditionally, to cultivate and affirm attitudes and actions that value and embrace diversity, advocate for peace and justice, risk being an agent of change, choose to be co-creative, Teach the power of forgiveness and self-acceptance and reflect and radiate the joy of existence. Next quote. Lift up your eyes and fix them on the place beyond the horizon to which you are sent, on the path of the disciple. That's W. Grant McMurray, 1996. Some people come into our lives and quickly go. Some stay for a while and leave footprints on our hearts, and we are never the same. My life has been touched because we have walked a special walk together, because you matter to me, because we are friends, because you have given me courage, because I care and I love you. Pat McKay. Tribute of Friendship. M. Magic is a trick your smile performs in those you meet. A is the art you have of caring always and always. R is the right you model in all that you do. G is the gracious way you share and help. E is the enthusiasm you project. M-A-R-G, Marge. Thanks, Nina Flanagan. Principal, Harbor Beach Elementary School, 1995. This is paraphrased from the book Get It Together with God by Richard A. Carloy. Let your gratitude be your attitude. Every day of your life is a gift. Don't squander it. Don't waste it being angry with anyone. Don't let it slip away feeling sorry for yourself. Be grateful for this precious gift of life and spend it by being as happy and thankful as you possibly can. Let your mind dwell on the good things which have happened to you. Let gratitude be your attitude. Think of your assets and don't let anyone else spoil your day for you. Enjoy every day of your life to the fullest. Realize that you can add to the joy of each day by making someone else happy. The kind of meditations that help you get into a peaceful, grateful attitude might sound something like this. I will be grateful for being alive right now. I will realize that no matter what my problems may be, where there is life, there is hope. I will think positively and realize that thousands of miracles are happening every day. Help me meditate to remember times when meditation brought me peace. I will be a better listener and not be self-centered. I will look for the good in everyone I meet. I realize that I cannot change anybody's way of thinking. I understand that other people have as much of a right to their opinions as I do to mine. I will love myself as I am. I will open my heart and my pores and let love flow in. I will accept peace within myself. This is Signs and Symptoms of an Inner Peace. And this is one that struck me as I was reading it, where I really wanted to record it. So that's why we get this. Signs and Symptoms of an Inner Peace. An increasing ability to enjoy each moment. Frequent, overwhelming periods of gratitude. A tendency to react spontaneously rather than in reaction to fears based on previous experience. A decreasing interest in judging others. A decreasing interest in judging oneself. An increasing inclination to go with the flow and let things happen rather than making things happen. A decreasing involvement in conflict. Feeling of contentment and oneness with people and nature. An increase in the ability to receive love from others as well as the ability to give it. A lessening of the motivation to worry. And frequent attacks of smiling. Okay, this is a simple prayer by St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Next, this is, your education is not complete until you can laugh with a child over something silly. Appreciate the tears of an older person crying over the past. Help a needy person without looking for praise or compensation. Understand the person you disagree with. Discover the beauty of silence and enjoy moments of being alone. Defend an unpopular position. Thrill to an underdog's victory. Share the energy and hope of a hug. Speak against injustice suffered by others. And find all the rainbows in every storm you face. This is a poem by Unknown, one of the best poets of all time, frankly. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond's glint on snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn's rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swifting uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. Oh, and this is a poem by the other most famous poet, Anonymous. Days pass and the years vanish, and we walk sightless among miracles. God, fill our eyes with seeing and our minds with knowing. Let there be moments where your presence, like lightning, illuminates the darkness in which we walk. Help us to see, wherever we gaze, that the bush burns unconsumed. And we, clay touched by God, will reach out for holiness and exclaim in wonder, how filled with awe is this place, and we did not know it. Take a sip of my Kirkland Signature sparkling water here. Okay. This is another poem by Anonymous, sent from Best of Mama's friend, Daphne Palmer from Australia. To the living, I am gone, but to the happy, I am at peace. And to the faithful, I've never left. I cannot speak, but I can listen. I cannot be seen, but I can be heard. So as you stand upon a shore, gazing at a beautiful sea, remember me. Okay, just...
Is it recording?
Okay, it's recording. I just got a little worried that it wasn't, so I stopped. Anyway. So as you stand upon a shore, gazing at a beautiful sea, remember me. As you look upon a flower and admire its simplicity, remember me. Remember me in your heart, your thoughts, and your memories of the times we loved, of the times we cried, of the times we laughed. For if you will always think of me, I will never be gone. Okay. Margisms. Marge had a lot of phrases that she would grab onto and use in appropriate ways. These are more than trite expressions. Many came from others, a few were her very own. Each section of her service is marked by a Margism. Here are a few more for you to ponder. Okay, I'm actually going to read the ones in the sections of the service here first. Let me turn to that page. All right. We were meant to experience the full range of human emotions. It is easier to get forgiveness than permission. People are more important than things. Heart room is the most beautiful place. No one has to move out when someone new moves in. And the process is the product. Okay, here are the other extras at the end. The heart is like a wooden cup. The deeper it is carved by pain, the deeper it can be filled with joy. Never should on yourself or anyone else. Who loves you best? You are a guest for the first 24 hours. After that, your family. Claim it. Youth is an attitude. I don't want to be a stumbling block to anyone else. I am so blessed. The best gift you can give your children is to love each other. The purpose of life is not to find ourselves, but rather to discover who we have been all along. I need to fill up my hug bank. And then this is just the last little writing here. We are still so early in this journey called grieving. In many ways, it is still unfathomable that our beloved wife, mother, best mama, family matriarch, and friend no longer shares physically in our daily lives. Her presence was and is so strong and beautiful. We still feel her with us at the same time we struggle to accept and adjust to our new lives without her. This has been such a difficult time for us and for you. Yet we would not be true to Mama if we did not recognize the miracles and blessings that have happened and will surely continue to happen during this experience. We have been held up in love by so many people. We thank you for all your thoughts, prayers, meditations, phone calls, flower, food, emails, donations, hugs, cards, and so much more. We are surely blessed by the love that Mama sowed during her passionate life. Mama will not be forgotten. Her faith, energy, compassion, hope, and love will continue through all of us and all of those who are touched by her. Our loss was immense, but we find comfort in the limitless supplies of love that our Creator provides. Again, thank you to all of you who have extended yourselves on our behalf. We are truly grateful. The Nilsson family. And yeah, so it's kind of intense to read, but in a good way. And yeah, those are definitely things that part of me is like, oh, I wish Riley could have like read this every day or like had all these same things up in their room and maybe that would help. And what if I made this video a year ago? Like, how would that have helped? But those are silly thoughts. But the truth of the matter is like all of this and all of Best of Mama and all of those like kind of sayings and wisdoms like are something that Riley like deeply felt and deeply showed and deeply exhibited and deeply like received too. And so, yeah, it's not that there's anything that maybe would have changed from this, but reading that now, I just know, I just feel the love that Best of Mama had and that she sent on and that everyone in our family kind of models in their own way. And, Riley definitely did too. And I wish they were here, but I know like how much love that they had and always received. So that was a fun little experience. Thanks for listening. I'll see you later.